Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Will, God, in his just the mindset, God, that you've given him, Lord. I just pray over this podcast, Lord, that, you know, your hand will be upon it, Lord, and you will just give us the words to speak, just to reach the right people, people who are, looking for answers, Lord, or who may be in a position where, they come across this podcast and it changes their mindset or perspective on, whatever they may be facing in the season of their lives. We thank you for this interaction, and we give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Nah, I appreciate that, bro.
Of course, buddy.
Attracting people who have, the same faith as me, what I'm saying? And, just want to see each other win and building those connections, but that's what I'm all about. So, but anytime, someone says, this is like the second time someone said, yo, can we say a quick prayer? So,
man.
Right. I'm really happy that I'm attracting the right people, what I'm saying? Because that's a big thing for me in terms of you're taking a lot of time out of your day, and I'm taking time out of my day to make this happen. So just starting off, I already know it's going to be, podcast, what I'm saying? But, bro, summer's gone by mad quick.
It is, bro. It is, man. I ain't gonna lie. It's moving with some speed.
Everybody's coming back on campus, so got to feed the streets with some of your choice content, you know what I'm saying? I got special guests joining me today. Today's guest is a model, content creator, aspiring actor amongst many other talents. Began pursuing such endeavors in 2020, fast forward to now, and an ever-growing list of remarkable experiences. Participated in the New York and DC Fashion Week, shot with the likes of Under Armour and DTLR, partnered with the Washington Wizards, and within the next few weeks, going to be in his second Baltimore Met Gala. And all of this is more impressive because you're a current student as well. So very excited for today's episode, because this is a brother who's not only eager to learn, but has the same appetite to share that knowledge with everyone as well. Devante, welcome to Your Choice, bro.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Nah, for sure, for sure. And I think another reason I'm very excited for the episode is, I was telling you, when we were on the phone, that I was actually interested in getting into modeling. And for X, Y, and Z, I didn't. We'll probably get into that later. But talk about the whole journey, and you can take it all the way back, bro. I know that you played basketball back in the day. That was a big dream of yours. Man. So, just give them the full story.
Yeah, man. Where do I even start, man? Honestly, it's definitely been a long, long journey, man. God's done open some doors. He's closed some doors. And it's been a journey, I'll say. A lot of trial and error. But this goes way back, honestly, to high school, I would say. I want to say, maybe my senior year, was when the idea really started to, take off. I ended up slowly just, dibbling and dabbling in it, nothing crazy. I got a twin brother, so he actually goes here at Maryland and everything like that. So we started together and stuff, and it was real good, man. He was making a little bit of progress, kind of just taking photos here and there, nothing too crazy. Eventually, I ended up going to college. Play basketball. I was, trying to, walk on and stuff like that. I ended up, getting a walk on. 3 months later, 3-4 months later, I ended up getting in a, I got hit by a car.
Wow.
So that was my break point right there, where I guess I realized, man, you can't take life for granted, because, any moment, anything can happen. Life is unpredictable, So that was my wake up call and everything. And, I guess that's when modeling really started to shoot up, because I think in that moment I was like, okay, I got to put my best foot forward in everything that I do. And gradually, as I started to pick things back up, my brother started to focus on school. So now I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go all the way with it. That was my promise to myself. So I ended up just using my resources, like you're doing now. I used my resources, and I was just reaching out to photographers, even investing some of my own money. People don't even know that, but that's where it shows, putting some skin in the game, really investing in yourself. So that's what I did. I saved up money, started reaching out to photographers, and just using my resources at school at Maryland, slowly building my portfolio up and stuff like that. And, over time, I want to say within a year time, I just made so much, like, so much progress, man. And like, I ended up leaving school. I think this was maybe my freshman year. People don't even know this story, man, but I left school. I left school for a week probably, and I went to New York. And I guess that was like the big jump, the big risk that I took to really show that I'm serious and intentional about this. And I left New York by myself for the first time ever. I didn't know anybody out there. I barely even had the money because I'm a college student, and I ended up leaving. And I just came back a completely different person. Like, that was my mindset shift right then and there. And, you know, over time, man, like, I started to really lock in with, like, what I was doing. My portfolio, I was building that up. Just building my network. That's something that I truly prioritize to this day. And over time, like, doors just started to open. I ended up doing New York Fashion Week twice that year. I did my first, like, Under Armour campaign that year. I did my first Met Gala that year. And, like, ever since then, you know, things just started shaking, man. And, you know, God saw, he saw my desire, and he knew that I was, I guess, being intentional about what I wanted to do. You know, I gave him something to work with, you know?
Yeah. And I guess going all the way back to, I guess, starting, was there a specific moment or, like, someone said something to you that, like, actually, like, persuaded you to get into modeling? Because I know for me, like, people would be like, yo, like, Will, you're good looking, or you have a natural physique, that's why you should do it. Was it something like that for you?
Yeah, honestly, it was, man. That's how it started. I think obviously having a duplicate, it makes it a lot easier. I got a twin, so, I mean, that was already, you know, the case. But so it actually started because of my mom. My mom got married 2022, and, you know, I'm walking my mom down the aisle, and my this photographer was there, man. The photographer was at the wedding, and he came up to me, like, after the wedding, and he was asking me, like, you know, like, he compared me to some celebrity model. I don't remember the name, but he compared me to some guy. And I went back home, I researched him, and I was like, this dude's a model, bro. What was he talking about? You know, and, like, I think ever since that day, you know, I guess that really, it boosted my confidence, I'll say. It kind of opened, like, my perspective of, like, you know, I think when other people can see something in you, when you can't even see it in yourself yet, that's a big sign that a lot of people shouldn't steer away from, you know, because, you know, I feel like when you have that light on you, it's not something that you may be able to see. Only the outside can really see that light upon your life. And it starts off by, you know, carrying yourself the right way, you know, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you dress, everything. I mean, I guess, you know, he saw that, and over time, you know, random people would literally stop me on the street, like, saying, like, yo, like, are you a model? Or, like, do you do this? Do you do that? And, you know, over time, you know, you start really reflecting, like, dang, should I do this?
Yeah.
That's how it started, man. Like, a photographer, yeah, so, you know, to answer your question, he recognized me, and, you know, that's how it came about.
All right, so, boom, you know, he recognizes you, getting that validation from others, kind of, you know, pushes you more into it. What are, like, the tangible steps that you, you know, take to start, like, learning some of these opportunities that I just even talked about in the intro?
Yeah. So, honestly, like, as far as just taking the right steps, I feel like with anything that you want to do in life, you need to have some type of foundation, right? And I think the biggest thing for me that I had to grasp was that I couldn't do it on my own. Right. And I think that's where God plays a part in my life, because he's my foundation, and he's the one that sets the bar. And I know that whatever I need, I can go to him, and I can, you know, I can pray, and he responds to my prayers, you know. And I think when I really started to be intentional about my walk with God, that's when things started to really, you know, open. So, you know, for anybody that, you know, wants to get in anything, I would say you need to have a set foundation on what you want to get into, and be intentional about what you want to pursue, and keep your head down and stay focused. Because I hear a lot of people say, like, you know, oh, I don't want to start a clothing brand because, oh, they're doing it. Or I don't want to start a podcast because she's doing it. But, like, you know, everyone's created in God's image, and he made everybody differently. You know, so Will might not create a podcast like Ben. You know, you might have your own lane. He might have his own lane. And it could be the same thing, but the energy, everything about it would be completely different, just because everybody is different. Everybody's character is different. Not everybody's the same, you know. So just having a set foundation, honestly, and I guess building your network, that was something that really opened a lot of doors for me, as far as like my character. And that's what I love about my industry, because people think it's always about like taking photos and like, you know, people think it's like they're so easy from the outside. But, you know, because I was able to realize the kind of success that I wanted, it was like, okay, I'm going to make sure that I take the necessary steps, you know, and building my network was a big part of that, you know, because sometimes it's not about who you know, but it's about who knows you. Right? Because you can only get so far with a contact. You can only get so far with a number. But the value holds a lot of place when you can pick up that phone and call that person because of the relationship that you have.
Yeah.
And they'll pick up and say, yo, wait, what's going on, man? Like, what do you need? Yeah, I got you. I know a guy. Yeah. Right? But when you just got the number, you know them. Do they know you enough to open that door for you when you really need it? So that's why I say that. You know?
So now how do you go about doing that in the sense where it's like, you know, let's say I get your number, you know, we're at an event or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more so about that in-person interaction that, like, you know, allows it to be a type of joint where, like, okay, when you call me, I'm going to pick up, compared to, like, if I get your number, oh, you're doing some good work, Devante. Mm-hmm. And then, like, oh, thank you, appreciate it. And then, like, we don't talk again. Is that, like, kind of, like, the difference between, like, you calling and someone picking up and then you calling and then, like, them not picking up?
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say something that I try to prioritize is following up, right? That's necessary, right? Because like I said, it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you, right?
Yeah.
Following up on like your contacts, that's what builds the relationship. It shows that your genuinity. It shows that you're a personable person. I don't even know if that's the word, but
nah, you should.
I'm using it today. But it shows your character, you know. Like, I think what separates me from a lot of people is that I don't network. I don't try to socialize and connect with people just to do it. I do everything with intention, right? And I'm not gonna try to network with somebody just to try to take, right, or just for the benefit of myself, right? But the value is not in what you can gain, but it's about how you can build together, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about the values in the relationship, right?
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of how I look at it. But yeah, you know, I just try to make sure I prioritize networking, because that's a very big factor. And honestly, just everything that you do,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you don't know anybody, it's hard to get in any type of industry, any type of career. You know, just whatever you want to do in this life, honestly.
Got you. And, you know, I guess just by God's grace and His will, you mm-hmm. can be put in certain positions to meet people that can, you know, accelerate your growth. But you also have to, you know, do your due diligence and put yourself in such positions as well. So what would just be those examples of, you know, them first steps that you're taking to, like, put yourself in positions to meet these people and then also gain such opportunities?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Well, honestly, I can't even take credit for that, man. Honestly, like, a lot of the doors that has opened in my life was because I prayed about it, honestly. Okay. Right? And, you know, God, he knows the desires of our hearts. And sometimes, you know, you can pray about something. I just pray for God to just understand some of the words that I can't even express to Him, because He knows my heart and He knows what I want to see, He knows what I want to do, and He knows where I want to be, right? So just having that, like, personal relationship with God, and just being able to, you know, be vulnerable about the things that you want in your life, like, you know, He hears your prayers, and I feel like a lot of the doors that has opened, like, the people I've met, sometimes don't even feel like real life.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel real sometimes, man, honestly. But I know what God can do, and I know what He's done in my life. You know, so I try to claim it. You know, I don't try to brush it off and make it seem like I'm not worthy, because, you know, when you know, the God that you serve and the things that He can do in your life, it's like, don't be surprised when He opens a door for you
mm-hmm.
and all you have to do is walk, right? All you have to do is walk. And I think a lot of the times people make it a lot harder for themselves because You know, it's crazy because you don't have to do as much when you have a relationship with God, you know?
Yeah.
Like for me personally, a lot of the things that I do, I give him something to work with, and I walk in it. You know, when I shot for DTLR, mm-hmm. you know, I made sure that that was just completely random, bro. I'm telling you, like the DTLR photo shoot, it was random, literally. Yeah.
So give that story, like how'd that come about?
Yeah, man, like it was crazy because I woke up one day to a phone call. That's how that happened.
Wow.
It said, like, my manager, Alana, she literally just gave me a call. And she was like, hey, DTLR wants to shoot with you this morning. Can you make it? I said, what? Wait, what time? She said, 10 a.m. I'm like, it's 8:30. It's 8:30 a.m. I'm like, you want me to be there now? She's like, is your hair done? You got a haircut? I'm like, nah, but I can get it done. She's like, all right, get back to me in 30 minutes. Let me know when you can get that done. Boom. That was the phone call.
Mm.
But it was crazy because the night before, I was praying about God just opening doors, honestly. That's what I was praying about. I was asking God to open doors that I couldn't open on my own. And the next morning, I got that phone call. Mm. And I was intentional about that. And, you know, I guess I'm just confident in the story that God has already written for my life. And I try to just walk in it, you know. But, yeah, for the DTLR photo shoot, it was completely random. But, like, I didn't receive that with I'm not worthy. I received it as I received it with confidence, you know. I received it with you know, with grace, and I'm just accepting it because I know that, you know, if I'm a child of God, like, he can do this and more, you know. That's I'm not going to put limits on him because I know what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that was just random. And like even when I did the Under Armour photo shoot, that was because of networking.
Okay.
You know, that was because of networking. You know, that was because who knew me, not mm-hmm. because who I knew, you know. So that's how everything, you know, went about with just the doors that's honestly just been opened. That doesn't even feel real sometimes, but I walk in it and I accept it because I know that I have a purpose. And you know, there's a lot of people out there who might not feel like they have a purpose, or they might not have skills, or they might not have like certain gifts, right? But I think you got to focus on the one who can give you those things, right? Or yeah. who can, they're already there in you, right? But you have to shift your attention on the one who can open your eyes to see the light that's already in you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what plays a big part in the people that you're around. You know, so that's why I network around the right people. So, you know, they can bring certain things out of you that you might not even have seen on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's, I would say that's the importance of that.
So with the Under Armour joint, was it like the same type of thing where like someone called you, or like were you applying for that role?
Yeah, so I was actually at a networking event.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was at a networking event. I was where was I? I think I was in New York. In New York at the time. And I was honestly just networking, you know. Sometimes I just go to networking events. I was with my boy and I was walking around, I was talking. Just honestly trying to work on like my social skills. Actually, this was after my show. I had the New York Fashion Week, and I went to like an after party, and I was just talking to people, you know, having a good time. And it's crazy because my friend, the guy that I met, he was just the most random guy you would ever meet. Like sometimes, like you would run into people, and you know, you would think that they're just some regular guy, bro. Next thing you know, they're LeBron James' son is some Bronny. Like it's crazy, bro. I'm telling you. But like I found out that his dad was Kevin Plank, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, that was probably just the craziest thing that was one of the craziest reactions that I've ever even came across. But I found out his dad was Kevin Plank, and you know, we connected through, you know, because we were both athletes and stuff like that. We were playing basketball, and like it was crazy, man, honestly. But that's kind of how we met. And a couple weeks later, I ended up, you know, getting him a phone call, and apparently he knew my manager Alana. And then that's kind of how I connected with him. And I ended up getting a phone call, and I went to the... It was just literally just simple as that.
Mm.
That's how that went, man.
Got you. And you touched on, you know, you playing basketball. I also mentioned that beforehand. And I know that you've said that, you know, a big reason that you have had success is because at one point your identity was, like, straight into basketball, which mm-hmm. was a temporary thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, now your identity being, you know, servant of Jesus Christ... You know, that's something that is always going to be there, you know, it's solid, you know what I'm saying? But would love to get into, like, you know, the basketball journey and things like that too. Like, we really like that, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I keep telling people, man, I give those out buckets out for free.
For real?
No, I don't charge for buckets, man. You can get a bucket for free, man. Don't lie. Nah, man, but yeah, man, the whole basketball journey, man. Ooh, that was something. Honestly, I feel like if I didn't go through that whole phase of, you know, pursuing what I wanted to actually do, I feel like I wouldn't be the person I am today.
Gotcha.
I feel like that that comes with taking risks.
Okay.
That comes with taking risks. I'm sorry. But yeah, and that's what I learned, honestly, like transitioning from being an athlete to getting into modeling is, if this was 5 years ago, I would look at, like, what? Devontae's a model and actor? What? Mm. Nah, he's not built for that. You know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, I want to hoop. Mm-hmm. You know, but I honestly grew up playing my whole life, man.
Yeah.
I've always been an athlete. I've always, you know, played many sports, you know, soccer, played basketball, literally football, track, everything. Like, my parents ran track. My dad played soccer. I got cousins, collegiate athletes playing basketball and stuff like that. So that's what I was around, honestly. So that's what I picked up. You know, I found I liked basketball the most. So that's honestly what I ended up pursuing. I played basketball all 4 years in high school. And it was my senior year is when everything kind of went, you know, a transition was kind of happening at that time because I was injury prone for sure.
Okay.
I couldn't walk down the stairs without grunting or making a face or anything like that, because my knees were like, I had 80-year-old knees for sure.
Mm.
I was an old man in a 17-year-old body.
Dang.
You know, it was crazy, but yeah, man, I ended up playing all 4 years playing basketball, and my senior year I missed out on like half of my season because I got injured. I had patellar tendonitis and like my knees were just so bad, bro. Missed half my season, and I said, man, I want to hoop in college, but like I don't know how am I gonna do this, you know, and I'm on bed rest. Like, it was probably the worst couple months of my life, honestly, because I had to, because I think basketball became a part of my identity almost, and it got to a point where everything I did started to revolve around basketball. Like, all I would, you know, they say ball is life. Like, that's a real thing, bro. That's
nah,
a real
thing. Nah, for sure. I know, bro. Like, same type of situation with me playing soccer, bro. And I played basketball, soccer, but then, like, I really locked in on soccer. And it was the same type of joint. It's like, you know, my success in that was really my whole, like, whiff. Like,
yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for me personally, I think the same thing as you, mm-hmm. just kind of realizing, you know, what your identity lies in. It kind of gives you that peace and that strength to keep on going.
Exactly.
But the earlier, like, you let go of that joint, the better, bro. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, I think God on purposely maybe even allows certain people not to be successful to realize that maybe, you know, at an earlier point compared to, like, you know, let's say, you know, have a great career, go to the NBA, all these things. Mm-hmm. Your value is consistently, you know, still associated to basketball. You know, I've seen so many articles. I was actually watching a podcast today of, like, athletes, like, when they retire, it's like, yeah. It's a whole, like, identity crisis because, like, bro, you had nothing that you were focusing on other than that. So right, definitely yeah, something yeah, yeah. that, you know, happens for a reason. And, you know, looking back on it, just, like, definitely grateful, you know, for the times that happened, because mm-hmm. you don't know, like, if you would have chosen to be that person to walk that walk, what the effects could be, like, exactly. down the line. But what was your player build? Give us, like, a player profile, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Is it biased to say I was a 99 overall, man?
Yeah, that's
kind of biased. It's biased.
I mean, like, give us, like, a player profile. Like, were you, like, what position
yeah.
you play?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I played – I was a combo guard. So, I wasn't a point guard or a shooting guard, but, you know, a combo guard consists of, you know, both. So, I'll play the one or the two.
Okay.
And – you know, I can handle the ball, bring the ball up the floor. You know, I can, you know, pass, shoot. I can do a little bit of everything. But I was a mid range shooter for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get in the paint, pull up midi, whatever it is, man. If anybody watching, man, if you want a bucket, you just gotta let me know. I ain't gonna lie. Feel free to reach out anytime you want. You know, but let me stop because some D1 player gonna try DM me. I ain't going for it. I'll, you know.
Who's your GOAT?
Who's my favorite player?
Nah, just go. I mean, favorite player, you can say favorite player, but then who's your GOAT? Like, for me, I'll say, like, my favorite player growing up, like, since, like, 2010, I was an OKC fan. So, like, KD was like, my KD, guy. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But GOAT, I'm going to say LeBron. I'm not going to lie. LeBron's my GOAT, bro.
Yeah. Nah, LeBron. You know what? I can't even hate on LeBron, man. Because he got the work to back it up.
That's what I'm saying.
I used to be real, real deep into sports. Now I'm kind of, laid off on it, honestly. But my favorite player always growing up was Kyrie Irving, honestly. Like, I tried to mimic my game after him. But, then there were people that would tell me, you play like, what's his name? Like De'Aaron Fox. Like, I was quick. I was a quick guard.
Okay, fair.
And I like to get downhill, pass. But, I tried to, hit a little twin cross, like Kyrie. But, I tried my best, but... He was my favorite player growing up, honestly. I'm like the GOAT. I don't even know, man. I should say MJ just to start a debate, honestly.
I mean, we can talk about it, but.
I ain't gonna lie, man. MJ. But the thing is, like, because of what LeBron is honestly doing now in this generation, like, the numbers that he's putting up and the things that he's doing, it's like. It's biased. It's not biased to say like LeBron or anything like that, but it's because it's our generation, honestly.
Yeah.
It's the generation. Like, basketball is just way more than just what you can do now. Like, honestly, like, you can be the best. There's so many tough athletes who can hoop, and they only went D3, or they might not even have played overseas because they didn't have the right connections or
that's true.
The coach, or it's so many different factors, bro.
I mean, this is my argument for LeBron over MJ, right? This is what I always say, is that MJ is the GOAT.
MJ is the GOAT.
LeBron's the boat.
LeBron's the
boat. So listen, boat, best of all time. So this is
I'm feeling where you're going. Okay.
Okay. So like, when I think about greatness, I think that's more than just like the skill set.
Mm-hmm,
it's kind of like impact on generations, influence and stuff like that. So like, you're talking MJ, you can't deny, like, obviously the player himself. And then two, like the shoes, the brand and everything like that.
Yeah.
But like, if we talking about like black and white, best player, you're talking about a guy who's arguably the best scorer, arguably the best playmaker, top 10 defensive player, you could even say, So, like, LeBron, like, if you're talking just best player, like, on paper, I gotta say LeBron. But if you're talking like greatness, I feel like that's a bit like, it's not as like black and white as just like a skill set.
I feel like, regardless, MJ will always be on the map, though.
Yeah,
he will always be on the map because I mean he has one of the most famous shoes in the world.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But then LeBron, on the other hand, it's like I feel like a lot of people say that I guess LeBron's better than MJ, but you gotta think about it, like, even back then, like, they didn't have any of the stuff that we got now.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, as far as like the technology factor.
Fair.
And like, I guess like the resources, I would say.
I'll say my argument though is like, a guy who's a role player right now in this NBA is way skillful compared to someone who's, some teams are starting, bro. You don't agree with that or not?
Nah? Say that one more time so I can make sure I heard you correctly, man.
So someone who's like a role player right now, skill set wise, they could be starting on a bunch of teams like back in MJ's time, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's so many things you could use, because some people will say, like, oh, more physicality back then. But then, like, everybody today will say, oh, but the skill set's higher. So, I mean, the only way is really by seeing them play. But, and like you said, everyone's just going to be biased for whatever generation you grew up in.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. So, really, honestly, there's a debate when there shouldn't be a debate, because it's two different generations, two different positions, and two different builds, right?
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is like 6'7". You know what I'm saying? LeBron's like 6'8", probably.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's a lot of different factors, honestly. But that's the media, bro. It just wants something to talk about forever.
Nah, yeah. But, I mean, jumping off that, I think something that was always big for me, wanting to, like, be a professional athlete and things of that nature, is even the aspect of, like, being able to do photo shoots for, like, brands and things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
man,
it's like, you low-key, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of at least get let's to live that it. Type of dream. And so, like, I guess one question I would even ask is, out of the people that you've shot with, what has been, the most enjoyable experience? And then also, I guess, the most, like, this is, like, one I just, like, really would have wanted to have, and I got it.
One of the most enjoyable experiences? So
maybe, yeah, let's start with the most enjoyable joint.
You gonna make me say the worst, man? It's recording.
I know. I said most enjoyable.
Oh, most enjoyable. Yeah. Okay. No, I thought you were gonna make me do both.
No. We ain't here to.
Be careful, man. This video go.
Nah. Most enjoyable. Most enjoyable.
Yeah. Nah. The most enjoyable, I guess. So you want the experience or a photo shoot or just in general, like?
I mean, you know the world more than I do. So yeah.
Nah. For sure. Honestly, I would say one of the most enjoyable, one of my biggest accomplishments, or like one of the most surreal moments of like my career, I would say is when I met Kyle Kuzma.
Okay.
I think that was one of the nails on the head where I was like, nah, bro, this can't be real life. You know, that's what I was thinking in my head. And it was actually one of the showcases that I did last year. Mm-hmm. I walked for DC Fashion Week, and we had partnered with the Washington Wizards. And they were actually in the showcase with us, and it was broadcasted like all over the news, all over like the page and everything. And you know, I ended up meeting like the whole starting five and stuff like that, and it was the craziest experience, man. But you know, honestly, I wasn't surprised to be in that room because I know what, you know, I know the guy that I saw. I know what he's capable of doing for me, you know. So it was crazy, man, honestly, man. And I know you said that you wanted to kind of get into this industry and stuff like that, man. It's something that you know, you might have.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, definitely not something that like has been like on the top of my head like mm-hmm. right now. But I think similar to you, just had people telling me like, oh, like, do you model or you should get into modeling and things of that nature. And I was like, bet, I'm going to start trying to do it. Watch mad YouTube videos on, you know, how you become a model, what you got to do for digitals, posing, you know, like where do you need to send stuff, like where you need to be. And I remember I took digitals, right? You know, I took the standard mm-hmm. joints, was, you know, full body, headshot, and then like the exact same thing, profile, and then the exact same things, you know, no shirt or whatever. Showed it to my parents, bro. And they were like, yeah, you ain't getting into modeling. And keep in mind, like, I'm a grown man. I can make a decision for myself.
Yeah, but I
still always, like, you know, respect the things that they want. Mm-hmm. And, like, their argument to me was just like, yo. Now, I remember I was telling you on the phone about this. They were telling me that, like, you don't want to put yourself in a position where it's like, you have good intentions, but at the end of the day, you know, somebody could be looking at it, and then, like, that's an opportunity for them to have lust. So, like, when they mm-hmm. said that, I kind of just fleed it, but you know, still have like my, you know, I agree with you, I don't agree with you. So definitely want to get your just perspective on that too. Obviously with us like sharing the same faith, and I'm sure like there's a lot of things that you have to do where, you know, you have to take your shirt off and things of that nature, you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I mean, we talked about some of the fun, man, but I was like, you know, let's save it for the podcast.
It was
getting deep. But honestly, something that I always, you know, we talked about this before, but something that I always try to make sure I do is it's about, and I say this a lot, honestly, but you have to be, like, it's almost like what's your motive going into what you're putting out on the media, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's all that plays a part, because it's all about, like, what your motive is, honestly. Like, example, like for example, for me, honestly, when I try to, let's say I do a photo shoot, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not wearing, like, a shirt or whatever, or the designer's like, you know, take this button down, like whatever the case may be, right? To showcase the clothes in the best way, right?
For sure.
You have to make sure that you are, like, your foundation is strong. Like, you have to be in a position where you know how far to go.
Okay.
Right? You don't want to do anything that's outside of your morals or your, you know, your standards, or go against what you believe, because then your foundation is weak.
For sure.
Right? You know, and in my case, it's my relationship with God, you know, with Jesus Christ. And you know, when I get in a place where I'm essentially like, let's say whatever, I do a photo shoot or something like that, and I want to post it on, you know, Instagram or my TikTok, whatever social media platform that I use, I always make sure to pray over it, just so that, you know, God knows my heart and He knows what I want to, you know, He knows my intention behind what I'm posting. I'm not posting to lead anybody into lust, but I'm posting for it to reach the right people, for it to inspire people who are pursuing the same thing that I want to do. And, you know, just to be able to help them in any kind of way that I can. You know, everything that I do is with the intention of, you know, growth. you know, just giving God the glory, or just trying to inspire or motivate people who are trying to do the same thing that I can do, or who's my age that doesn't have the courage to step out and, you know, take that risk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can only hope and pray that, you know, God will lead whatever you put on the media on that person's page or around that person. And, you know, that might get light a fire in them. You know, like, you know what, like, if he's doing it, why can't I do it?
Yeah, and, got you.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about having a strong foundation. And with having a strong foundation, that means you have non-negotiables. You know what I'm saying? So are there specific non-negotiables that, like, are just, like, set in your head when it comes to, like, just any opportunities and things of that nature? Like, in terms of, like, okay, like you said, you can only go so far. Like, what's an example of, like, okay, this is, like, you know, given my faith, what the things I believe in, I couldn't do this?
Yeah, so basically, like, an example of if I wanted to pursue something. I'm sorry, just say repeat your question one more time.
Yeah, so I was saying, like, do you, like, personally have, like, specific non-negotiables in terms of, you know, opportunities that you take and things of that nature? So, like, I guess, like, and, like, everybody, you know, for everybody it's personal, but, like, I'm thinking, like, okay, you know, maybe having my shirt off ain't too crazy, but, like, maybe if Butters told me, okay, underwear photo shoot wearing a tight speedo, that's, like, for me, I would say, okay, that's a non-negotiable. Okay, so that's okay, an example I'm trying to see. Yeah.
No, honestly, I've had people try to, get me to wear, like, makeup. And I'm not talking about, like, the makeup, you know, actors be wearing for the camera to make their skin look all, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about, like pink, whatever the thing is called. Like, I've had
drag queen type of joint?
Like, some, man. Lord.
Bro, I'm asking. Oh, that's definitely a non-negotiable. My fault.
That's a non-negotiable. We're not doing that. I've had them try to maybe put on some like heels. It's not even like no heels, but it's like the block. It's heels. Look, I ain't even going.
Yeah,
had right. to make me put on some heels. Like a skirt, and the fit with the skirt was cold. I ain't even gonna lie, but I'm not wearing that. You know. I try to make sure that, you know, everything I do, I don't lead people astray, you know? Yeah. It's like, this walk with God is very, you know, it's a narrow walk. And you know, God says that the walk to righteousness, you know, it's a narrow walk, but the wide path leads to destruction, right? So it's like, I try to make sure that I'm you know, walking this walk with God in an intentional manner where I am not, like, unintentionally leading people, like, astray. You know, that's honestly the last thing that I want to do. And you know, somebody told me, you know, because that's how it even came about. Somebody told me that, like, the media is very tricky because the things you do and everything you say, it's basically monitored, and, like, you don't know who that is going to reach, and you don't know the influence it's going to have on somebody else. You know, that, and that's why I always pray over before my post, and I pray before my post and stuff like that, because I don't want to do anything that's gonna, you know, jeopardize, you know, myself, or, you know, my image, or, like, you know, even, like, my faith and everything. So,
got you.
Yeah.
I
was saying, yeah, man. Like, it's funny you mentioned that, bro, because I'm telling you, like, some of these designers, man, especially in New York, they'll have you wearing some crazy stuff, man. Like,
yeah.
And there's some things that I just, you know, I personally wouldn't do, especially because I'm Jamaican. They not going for that. I ain't going to lie. If you're Jamaican, then you know what it is already, but they not doing that, you know, so.
So, with, you know, God willing, a major amount of opportunities coming, there's definitely a fair amount that you just rejected.
No, most definitely, for sure. A lot of the show, not necessarily here, but a lot of it was, like, modeling agencies that I've, you know, rejected, or a lot of shows that I've had to do in New York just because of what they wanted me to wear, and they weren't willing to compromise, you know. So I just, you know, thank you for the opportunity, I appreciate it, but, you know, you know, it goes against my morals and my standards, so I try to decline, you know, politely. And I know that when there's a closed door, there's another door being opened on the other side, you know. So I try to just make that my mindset, because this, right, this modeling industry is not it's not for everybody, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely not for everybody. There's a lot of things that comes with it, a lot of sacrifice, especially, you know, being a college student, man. Like, it's a lot of people, like, I get so many, like, messages and people reaching out and stuff, you know, which is the goal. You know, I want to help as many people as I can, you know, but it is not an industry for everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my thing is, I got into the industry, you know, I didn't get into the industry for it to be a hobby, I would say. You know, I do a lot of
build my business.
Yeah, man, I got into this, like, you know, this is business, this is a career, this is a job.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because if you go into anything with the mindset of, you know, this is just a hobby, you're gonna get hobby results.
Mm.
You know, but if you go into this with the mindset of, this is what I want to do, and I'm gonna take the necessary steps, I'm gonna take action regardless of what people say, you know, and if you're willing to take sacrifice, then that's how you know that it is now becoming a business. It's now becoming, like, you know, a job. You know, it's not something that you're just doing just to do it. Gotcha. You know, and this is fun for me. You know, this is I love what I do, man.
Mm.
But like I said, if you treat it like a hobby, you're gonna get hobby results. If you treat it like something that you actually want to pursue, then those results are gonna flourish. You know, you just gotta. That's the decision you gotta make between choosing how much you really want it.
And you talked about rejecting modeling agencies. So, I mean, that's something that we could get into in terms of, you know, how do you, you know, lock in with, like, you know, who you're working with right now?
Yeah. So, I believe, when did I get signed? So, I got signed with the agency maybe, I think it's been about 8 months now, 8 or 9 months, almost a year, honestly. It's been I'll probably say a year now.
Okay.
And I got connected with them through actually another model. And that's where the networking plays a part in. It's like, I got connected to another model, and it was a casting. I believe they were casting two signed models. And I actually got, like, referred to the agency. And I ended up sending some, like, digitals out, sending my information, and then boom, like, just like that, I got signed. Like, they saw my potential, they saw my portfolio, they saw what I built, and they saw that, you know, that I had the potential to really seek further success and, like, growth. And that's what they want. And, you know, I can kind of get a little more into, like, kind of what to expect being signed with the agency, or, you know, what to expect just getting into it becoming a business. Because I feel like once you're represented is when things really start to, you know, take off, but it just doesn't stop there.
Okay.
You know, so the process of getting signed with an agency is, like, you know, a lot of people think that once you get signed, it's boom, instant work. No, it's not like that at all. Yes, you're represented by the agency, but imagine getting you have a nice resume, you get connected to a business, a company, or whatever, a corporation, whatever company you get with. It's like having a degree. Like, they don't care about that piece of paper. They care about your skills. They care about what you can bring to the table, right?
Yeah.
How can you help the company, right? The degree matters, but to an extent. You know, getting represented by an agency, it helps, but, like, to an extent. You know, so you still got to put in the work. You still have to, you know, do all the things you were doing before, but the only thing is now you have help. Now you have representation. You know, so that's kind of how it is when you're represented by an agency. And, you know, it's super competitive, but over time, you know, the more you build, the more you, you know, network, the more you build your portfolio, and, you know, over time things start to just open, you know.
So that means you were doing this, like, for a good, like, what, 2-3 years without agency?
Yeah, man, I was doing this. Well, I've been
the first 2 years you won't do, like, too consistent. Then, you know, like, at your mom's wedding, that's when you start, mm-hmm. like, locking in once the guy, like, you know, is like, yo, you a model. But, like, just in general, yeah. The whole journey, like, you were, like, individual up until, like, eight, nine months ago.
Yeah, honestly, it's so funny because it feels like time is moving so fast. But honestly, like, I haven't been doing this for that long.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have not been doing this for that long. Like, it's probably been, like, 2 years. Probably been, like, 2 years or so. And throughout that time, I feel like I've made a decent amount of progress, you know. But, yeah, it hasn't been that long.
Mm.
It hasn't been that long. And it feels like it, honestly. But, you know, because I was intentional, you know, the growth expedited, you know.
Gotcha. And, you know, similar to, I guess, you know, growing up wanting to be an athlete, you have certain people that you look up to, model your game after. Is it something that can, like, correlate with that, like, in modeling? Like, people like that, like, inspire you, or, like, you know, you look at their work, like, I'm trying to be like them?
Honestly, I don't think there's an I don't think there's a professional. Actually, no. Let me not say that. There definitely is. So my cousin, believe it or not, he's my cousin is Nikhil Walker. Some people like may know him, but plays for the Timberwolves. He mm-hmm. played at Virginia Tech. So that's like my cousin on my mom's side, and it's so funny because in a Jamaican family, like, you got family that you didn't even know about.
Yeah.
Right, like, I'm finding out this man's my cousin. He's in the NBA. He played at Virginia Tech college basketball. Now he's in the league. I found this out probably 3-4 years ago. Mm. I'm 20 years old. So
yeah,
my mama got some explaining to do. Because I'm like, what's going on here, you know? But I found out, you know, he's somebody that I would for sure say that, honestly, like, I look up to as far as his, like, work, his work ethic and – honestly, just how he doesn't compare himself to, like, other people, you know? I don't see him that often because he travels a lot, honestly, but he's an athlete. He played professional ball, so he knows the playing in the NBA, it's a business, honestly. That's something that he's told me, right? Mm-hmm. He's told me that, like, you know, it's not something that you just, you know, that you just, you know, you just get into, right? Like, It's life is unfair, honestly, and, like, he's somebody that I honestly look up to, his mindset, his work ethic, and how he just translates basketball over to every other aspect in his life.
Still on that subject, I guess mentorship too. Is that, like, an important thing for you, like, in terms of the growth of your career and then just for you personally?
Yeah, mentorship. Honestly, yeah, and that's something that I'm still constantly seeking to pursue, like, and that plays a part in, you know, building your network and stuff. Right now, I'm just so blessed to have people that I can just call and, you know, ask a question. That's the importance of having a network, you know, building mm-hmm. those relationships versus just having a contact sitting in your phone, you know. So many different kinds of people, and, like, I want to surround myself around somebody who is always willing to seek growth. Like, I have contacts in my phone of people who are like 30, 35, you know, 28, and, you know, I'm young, you know, and these guys are just way older than me, but I know those kind of people are, you know, humble. You know, I can pick up my phone and call them anytime, and they're willing to seek advice from me, and, you know, vice versa. Mentorship is definitely very important, and I would suggest a lot of people to seek, because you can make it very easy for yourself to pursue whatever field you want to get into, mm-hmm. if you can find somebody who's already doing it.
Okay.
That's the biggest factor, I would say. Because a lot of people, like, especially now, honestly, people want to like, boast about being self-made, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people want to boast about being self-made. And I'm not even going to say that's a DMV thing, because that's anywhere, honestly. That's everywhere. People want to boast about, yeah, like, you know, I did this, you know, self-made millionaire, or, you know, being independent. And, you know, that's cool, you know, props to you, you know. But you can make it very, very easy for yourself by finding somebody who's already done what you did, who's already made the mistakes that you did, and just lowering your pride just a little bit, and just being humble enough to say, I want to take advice from you. I will listen to you and just receive the knowledge, so you don't fall into the same steps, and your progress will just drastically increase.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be that guy who says, you know, I did this on my own, you know, or, you know, and that's not a bad thing, is what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that's not a bad thing, but there's so many other ways, like, use your resources, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You and get
I
think, me?
Bruh, I fall into that same trap, bruh. Anything I'm trying to do, even if it's a podcast, like, to a very, certain extent, very much like, oh, one-man team or something like that. But then it's like, yo, if I had X, Y, and Z, you know, mm-hmm. helping me, where exactly. could it be now? You know what I'm saying? But
I feel like upbringing probably plays a role with this. Like, depending on where you grow up and things of that nature. Because, bro, I grew up in a culture where it's like, I help you. And when I help you and you make it, yeah, I'm not going to let you forget about it.
Where are you from?
From Ghana.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah. So, like,
okay. Bro, yeah, I see the bracelet and everything, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So, it's just like, I think that's where that comes from, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, you're successful, or like you have any type of success, instead of it being a type of drama, it's like, yo, Devontae, appreciate you, you know, for coming on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice is at 1 million subscribers right now. Like, bro, you really played a great role in that. It's more of like, you go up in this culture where it's like, Devontae's coming in and just like, bro, you remember back then when like you had nothing and I came on your podcast and I put you on, yeah, and like,
mm-hmm,
you know, where's my cut? Like, so then brothers are like, okay, bro, I'm just gonna do this on my own. I may not get to 1 million. I may get to 50K, but at least no one's going to come and bother me type. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I guess that all comes back down to like, who are you surrounding yourself with? Are these people that genuinely want to help you? And then when you're successful, you know, they're just going to be applauding the success. Exactly. But then it's like, or is it people that, you know, they help you and then it's like, when you get there, they also want to like, you know, butt in and just keep on reminding you that they played a role in it type.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, there's people like that in this world, man. Honestly, who are like, there's people like that who, like, there's a lot of people who do things and just to expect something in return, I would say.
Yeah.
You know? And it's honestly like, upbringing definitely plays a factor because some people just aren't used to that. Some people aren't used to, you know, I guess, wanting to receive the help. Or that's something that I feel like that's something that I had to break out of at one point. You know, I was stubborn as a mug, bro. I was hard-headed, especially, and that started because of sports.
Yeah,
that's what that did, and when it became a part of your identity, it like it drives a few. I'm sorry, you being an athlete, like you would know, like sports, it drills a fuel in you. You know, it drinks some type of, especially when you're passionate about a sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go through a football game, you see people screaming, tearing off their shirts at Maryland with throwing beer cans and all that stuff because you know it brings passionate, right? But you know, it's why you can't attach your identity to things that are temporary as such things, you know, like sports and stuff like that. Because when you get in a situation of like vulnerability, like for me, like my injuries, your emotions can start to dictate your actions. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's why you can't lead off how you feel, because that'll just leads to impulsive behavior, and now you're in a situation that it's gonna delay your process of success.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, man, but unfortunately, like, there's people out here who don't like to receive help and stuff like that. And, you know, it's not like a bad thing. It's something that, you know, it takes growth to get out of that, because that was me at one point. But I realized, man, like, dang, there's people in this world who genuinely want to help you. You know, yeah, there's two sides to every coin. There's the person who, you know, who's stubborn, and but you can't try to use that and attach it to everybody, right? You mm-hmm. can't use that one person and try to use that and attach that to all the other people, because there's people who genuinely want to help you, who want to see you win. And that's like what I've been learning, man. And my mindset is, you know, trust somebody until they give you a reason not to trust them no more.
Fair. You know, taking help from others, you know, being on the other side of the coin, not being the one who gives advice and things of that nature. I know that's something you're trying to do through content creation as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, talk to me about that in terms of like the goals with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want people to, you know, gain from, you know, I guess, you know, following just your journey?
Yeah, man. Honestly, I think when I first started, you know, gradually I started to gain more insight and things like that. And I think I had just a mindset shift, because I was doing it, you know, I guess one of my whys for getting into the industry was to find something that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that I could do the easiest without it feeling like work, like I was forced to do it, and use that and try to inspire as many people as I can, right? And you know, sometimes just not having a why can put you in a place of complacency.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so that's why when I kind of first started, I just made sure that I had a why getting into, you know, I guess what I was doing. But honestly, my journey, like right now, I want to just inspire. Honestly, I want to inspire as many people as I can. I want to be able to you know, give God the glory and all of this, because, you know, without him, I'm nothing, literally. And he's the one that's been opening these doors. You know, he's the one. I give him all the credit, mm-hmm. honestly, because there's only so much that I can do.
Yeah.
Right? There's only so much that you can do. And that's where it takes, you know, dropping, you know, your pride and, you know, being, you know, God says that he favors the humble and he boasts the proud. And I take that with me everywhere I go, because, you know, God can't work with prideful people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to know where you, you have to be able to shift your identity to the one who created you,
yeah.
you know, and not like, you know, temporary things like, you know, yeah, I love modeling. I love, you know, acting and, you know, it's cool, man. You know, even being at, being in college and everything, it's dope, man. But, I gave him all the credit, cause I know in the stab of my finger, he can take it all away. And I learned that, when I got hit by a car, you know, and you know, that's why he did that. It's because I can actually learn that, not because he doesn't, you know, love me or, you know, he wants to punish me, but because that's how we grow, you know, trial and error.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And we talked a little bit about your mom earlier, but, you know, just talk to me also about your support systems in terms of, like, you know, getting into modeling. I know, like I said, for my parents, they weren't the biggest fan, you know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, you know, man. What's their perspective been? How have they helped you and things of that nature, you know?
Yeah, no, honestly, man, I feel like my support system is fairly solid, man.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, you know, honestly, both of my parents, they've been there for me. Mostly my mom, you know, I live with my mom and everything like that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of siblings. I got 6 siblings. I got mad siblings, bro. But honestly, my friend group is, I love them dudes, man. Shout out Lamar, man. Shout out Lamar, shout out Maurice, all them boys. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I feel like just my circle is part of the reason why I'm so grounded in like everything that I do.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I say having the right friend group around you is gonna determine how far your success goes, honestly. You know, everybody's heard this before, you know, bad company corrupts good character, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you surround yourself around, you know, people who all they want to do is, you know, just like gossip and, you know, go out to the club every day, you know, you're going to become one of those people. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Even if you're not one of those people, you will start to pick up on the character traits of those people. But, you know, in my case, like, you know, when I hang around, you know, people who are, you know, like-minded, who only want to seek, you know, growth and potential, it keeps you grounded and it helps you stay focused on your goals and what you really want to do, because everyone's on the same page. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, like, I understand what you're trying to say. Like, in terms of even, like, not in an unhealthy way, but, like, if I see Devontae doing X,
mm-hmm.
he's going up. I'm also going to be like, yo, I need to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not even like envious of Devontae, but like, I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? That's a good word, exactly. Yeah,
accountability
yeah.
in terms of like the friendships that you make, you know, having friends that, you know, everybody can do like whatever God has called them to. But like, if you're like, let's say, I guess it would be a perfect example. Let's say I'm friends with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mark goes to school, drinks on the weekends.
Exactly.
Gets like, you know, he does his job. Mark. Bro, keep on doing you.
Yeah.
You know, facts. But like, it's probably not good for me to be friends with Mark, given the things that I'm trying to achieve.
Exactly. It's all about what the direction that you're headed, mm-hmm. right? Because my pastor told me this one time. He said, where you look is where you're headed, where you're going,
mm-hmm.
right? And like, I look at that and I try to apply that to everything that I do. If I look in the direction of destruction, I'm headed down a path of destruction. If I'm looking at the light, if I'm looking at the good, you know, the success, you know, if I'm looking towards the direction of gratitude, I'm so grateful I woke up this morning. I'm so grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm so grateful I get to be on Your Choice Podcast with my boy Will, the famous man right here.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, you know, that's if you look in that direction, if you shift your attention towards those things, you're going to shoot up.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to shoot up.
For sure. So, you know, talking about, you know, the direction that you're looking in, what's that for you in terms of, you know, long-term, short-term goals, you know, heading into this school year? And yeah, just like, give me like the 1 year, you know, type of plan. Obviously, we don't know what we're going to be, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's a great question, honestly. I feel like right now I'm in a position where, you know, I'm preparing myself for just redirection, honestly. And I'm really just trusting God in the season because, you know, obviously we just had summer break and all that stuff. It was just not the summer I had in mind. I'm gonna be honest.
Why? Like, no way.
Honestly, because honestly, just so much stuff happened in a short amount of time, and like, it showed me that, like, you know, when you're walking with God and you invite Him in your life and you actually like, when you're actually pursuing Him,
yeah,
things start to happen in your life where there's a lot of redirection. There's a lot of redirection, right? Because, you know, He says, you know, Bible, God talks about how His ways are not our ways.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
higher than our ways, and His path that He has for us is something that we can't even fathom, mm-hmm. right? So me knowing that, it's like I had to learn to prepare for redirection, right? So right now I'm just taking, honestly, one step at a time, one day at a time. You know, I'm focused on school right now. You know, I'm honestly trying to. I got a busy September because I got like 4 shows coming up. I got photo shoots I got to do. You know, while trying to balance out school. You know, so it's a whole lot. But you know, honestly, I'm making sure that I'm not too focused on it, because if I know if I put all my attention on it, you know, I don't want that to steer me away from what really matters. You know, and I know that there can be a season of redirection anytime, you know, mm-hmm. and me just being obedient to whatever God wants me to do, you know, if He says, you know, he's closing this door, then the door is closed. You know, I know He has better for me. That's my mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, so within like, you know, within now and in the next year, honestly, one of my biggest goals was I want to walk in Italy, like Milan. I want to go to Milan.
Okay.
I want to do Milan Fashion Week. That's like one of the bigger goals that I have as far as like modeling, stuff like that. And you know, as far as shows, I do a lot of like commercial stuff, e-commerce. That's something that I told myself I wanted to start picking back up, or like pursuing more heavy. And you know, I've done like Under Armour, DTLR. Mm-hmm. But I really, really, really want to shoot for H&M. That's something that I've always, I think that's the first brand I've ever wanted to shoot with getting into the industry. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work with H&M and honestly, as many brands as possible. Honestly, that's a goal for me right now. But H&M is definitely up there, I would say.
What specifically about H&M?
They're one of my favorite brands. I love their clothes. I would say Zara and H&M.
Okay.
I would say Zara and H&M. Those are Zara right here, man. Mm. Zara, y'all need to sponsor me, man. I got the pants on, the shirt. Man. They need to sponsor me, man. Come on now. But yeah, you know, Zara, H&M, those are like just my two favorite brands. So I would love to partner with them, honestly. And that's like honestly one of my goals.
Mm. And I know connections, you know, play such a big role in like landing opportunities and things of that nature. Then obviously, you know, God's blessing on whatever you're trying to do. But I always do believe that there are A, B, and C's to like get to certain points. You know what I'm saying? Like they're all like steps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like let's say, okay, we'll just use this one specifically as an example. You know, you wanna walk Milan Fashion Week, you know, how does Devonta get there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a good question, bro. That's a good question. Well, it goes back. Everything go back to God, bro.
No, for sure.
Everything go back to God. Like that's the thing. When that's my foundation, that becomes a life. It's a lifestyle. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking with God is not something that you just do on Sunday. It's a lifestyle, right? So everything just go back to God. You know, honestly, man. But it starts off by just, you know, one, just showing gratitude, honestly, but also just prayer. I'm a strong prayer. I'm real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very intentional about that. Just like making sure that I pray and stuff like that, asking God to, you know, open this door. If this is gonna be, you know, good for my career, you mm-hmm. know, and if because you know He says I'm the beginning and the end, right? God sees all things. He sees past, future, and present. You know, me knowing that, I pray about everything, mm-hmm. you know, because God sees things before I can even see Him. Right, so if this is what I have a desire to do, you know, I pray about it, you know, things start moving, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, but you know, outside of that, it's like honestly, the steps to, you know, to doing that is being patient, honestly.
Okay.
That's a big factor, and being able to be still, you know, being, you know, honestly, like, not necessarily being still, but I guess just making sure that you are constantly in a constantly in a place where you're seeking growth, like you're not being stagnant, you know. Okay. And I guess what that looks like is constantly trying to work on yourself, because it starts with you. You know, any opportunity, it starts with you. You know, how you go about approaching the opportunity, how you receive the opportunity, you know, how you receive the opportunity, especially when that door, you know, opens. But, you know, if I wanted to walk in Milan Fashion Week, you know, something that I told myself is, you know, I can't control when that day comes, but when it does come, I'm going to be prepared for it. So preparation is a big factor, preparation and patience.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, those are the main two factors, I would say. I mean, you can't do one without the other and expect good results.
No, yeah, for sure. And that was something I was actually waiting to hear you say, because I think a lot of Christians fall into the trap of, oh, we give everything to God, have faith in God.
Yeah.
And I think something I've said on this podcast before, so I believe it says it in James, you know, faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So true. Saying, yo, like, God, I want to, you know, play in the NBA or whatever. You know, let's say somebody sees my highlight tape looking tough, whatever. Yeah, they call me. I haven't trained in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I wouldn't say finding a balance, because I do believe, you know, 100% faith in God. But then, like, the same way you're asking God to do something, you need to do your part too. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you're doing your part, you have that faith, you're locked in. Like you've said, your identity is in Him no matter what it is.
Exactly.
It's going to come at the right time.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's good, man, that you recognize that, honestly, because that's not something a lot of people can honestly grasp, right? You know, even for you with, like, you know, what you're doing right now, bro, it's amazing, bro, honestly, truly, bro. I give you props for it, bro, because what are you going into your senior year, right?
Yeah.
Senior year in college and everything, and, like, just you taking that risk not knowing the outcome is something that it shows your character, right? And it shows that, you know, you have faith in your ability to, you know, pursue whatever it is. So, bro, I'm just props to you, honestly, for just even having me on here and, you know, just doing everything that you're doing, bro, because it's going to inspire some people. And, you know, you got to keep going, because you got people under your belt, man.
Nah, for sure, bro.
Under your belt,
for
bro.
Sure. And, yeah, likewise, you know, fairly quickly how we made this happen, you know what I'm saying? So appreciate the conversation. And, you know, as always, you know, just drop the socials, you know what I'm saying? Let people know where they can find you. And, yeah, wrap it up from there.
Yeah, man, you know, it's, you know, Devonte Lodge, man, you know, on Your Choice Podcast, man, with my boy Will. I appreciate you for having me once again, man. You know, follow me on Instagram at only_dev with 2 Vs, 13. And, yeah, this is good, man. I appreciate it, my dog. We got some good combos, man.
Yes, sir. And, yeah, Your Choice Pod on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, cut it right there.
Yes, sir.